Vashitora mashoko avo ekupera kwegore pamwe nezororo rekisimusi kuvatori venhau nhasi pamuzinda webato ravo paHarvest House muHarare. Vatsvangirai vati kunyange hazvo sarudzo dzemusi wa31 chikunguru dzisina kufamba zvakanaka, vacharamba vachiedzana pose pavanogona napo kuti munyika muve neutongi hwejekerere. Vatsvangirai vati kunyange sarudzo dzakabirirwa pachishandiswa kambani yekuIsrael yeNikuv, vane umbo hwekuti sarudzo idzi dzakanyanyoshandiswa vari muchiuto kuti dzibirirwe. Vati vachasvitsa nyaya iyi kumasangano akaita seSADC, African Union pamwe neUnited Nations.
We are in a democratic struggle. The defining features of any democratic struggle is that you don't tire on any campaign. When SADC and AU concluded that this was a free and fair election and they were going to endorse it, it was in the absence of the real information. They were endorsing something that they didn't know. They only saw people voting peacefully and concluded that all was well. Now the question is that we want to show them the futility of endorsing a very critical election like Zimbabwe election. If they proceed in spite of the information, that's their choice. But as far as I'm concerned, we will have to go on the campaign to make sure that the issue of a stolen election does not die. It's an issue Zimbabweans need a solution and they need address. They need redress over that. So the campaign will go on. The outcome would depend on how that campaign is going to be managed. But to resign to fate and say all is well, I think it's the most dangerous thing. It would be a great disservice to the people of Zimbabwe who are crying out for justice. And let there be justice. Let there be free and fair election according to SADC standards, according to AU standards. If ZANU-PF wants to continue and on the parrot on the question of we have won the election, let them be. But we cannot stand by, fold our hands and resign to fate. We can't do that. Global engagement includes the UN. Even if they cannot do anything of internal matters like elections, but we'll draw their attention to the fact that this is an illegitimate government. And we remain convinced on that.
Kunyange hazvo kuchine dzimwe nyaya dzakakwidzwa kudare repamusoro neMDCT ichigunununa kuti sarudzo hadzina kufambiswa zvakanaka, vatsvangirai vati vane humbo hwekuti komisheni inoona nezvekufambiswa kwesarudzo yeZimbabwe Electoral Commission haisisina mapepa akashandiswa pakuvhota, kunyange nyaya idzi dzisati dzapera kunzwikwa mumatare.
The only way forward to address the crisis enveloping the country is a return to a legitimate government. That is the mandate of the Zimbabweans, the confidence of the people. That return to legitimacy can only take place through the conduct of a free and fair and credible election underpinned by reforms and the way the people's will is respected and upheld. The lesson of 31 July is that all reforms, including security sector and media reforms that we agreed to under the GPA, are mandatory if we are to have an undisputed election.
Vatsvangirai vati chiri kudiwa isarudzo itsva dzinoitwa zviri pachena, vachiti kukunda kwakaita vaRobert Mugabe nebato ravo reZANU-PF hakurevi chinhu kana veruzhinji munyika vasiri kufara nezvakabuda musarudzo.
I now have information that the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission is currently not in possession of the voters' roll, not in possession of ballot boxes and other relevant material used in July. As such material has already been destroyed. So what does it mean? It means that even ZEC itself cannot produce in a court of law the material that is essential to adjudicate on the disputes that were filed in the High Court. What it has led to is first and foremost the crisis of legitimacy. The election of course was stolen and we have made available the dossier that illustrates that Mugabe and ZANU-PF have spent 100 million of very scarce money to subvert the will of the people.
Studio 7 haina kukwanisa kunzwa divi reZimbabwe Electoral Commission panguva iyo taenda pamhepo. Vatsvangirai vatora mukana uyu kushorawo budget rakaturwa negurukota rezvemari vaPatrick Chinamasa neZuro muParamende, vachiti harina zvarinazvo zvinoita kuti upfumi hwenyika husimukire.
The illegitimate government presented a budget, so-called budget, yesterday with no money. Revenues are dwindling. Well, anyone can present a budget. But you know, to budget for a deficit is the most serious economic crime you can ever commit. Even in your own home, you can have all the dreams about what you want to spend on, but if you don't have the revenue to finance that expenditure, you are causing a crisis of anxiety in your family. You can promise them a holiday, a super holiday, But unless you have the money to back it, there's nothing that is going to happen. It demonstrates the incapacity of this government. While the people are looking for confidence, leadership and boldness, ZANU-PF yesterday presented delusion, ineptitude and anti-people rhetoric. To suggest that the economy will grow by 6.1% is mere fantasy. While crafting a 4.2 billion budget, which is unfunded, stretches the patience of Zimbabweans too far.
Asi vachinamasa vanoti budget ravo rakanangana nekusimudzira hupfumi hwenyika uye vanoti hupfumi hwenyika huchakura nezvikamu zvinodarika zvitanhatu kubva muzana gore rinouya. Studio 7 haina kukwanisa kunzwa kumutauriri weZANU-PF varugare gumbo pamashoko ataurwa navatsvangirai. Asi vachitaura pamusangano wepagore webato ravo muchinhoi svondo rapera, vamugabe vakati kukunda kwakaita bato ravo musarudzo kunoreva kuti MDC yafa zvachose. Vamugabe vanotiwo vakakunda musarudzo idzi nokuti bato ravo rine gwara rinotambirwa neveruzhinji muZimbabwe. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Thomas Chiripasi.